106 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Leanna at the master controls in there. We have our first dog has arrived here. Leanna's brought. We may get a little meet and greet with the dog here in a little bit. Bring your dog to work day. Now, mine too. I just sent a text to the house here. If the two little ones,
they have phones.
Yes.
Oh, you're not texting the dogs.
No, I'm texting the wife to see. I don't know if they make it here. If they make the cut. See what's happening if they make it to the station. All right, so a lot to talk about this hour. Kind of different fronts out there. I would say Montgomery, Mobile, Washington, internationally in this conversation as well. So a couple of things to just lay this out. Number one, saw this story from WPMI. It said changes coming to flags at Mobile Government Plaza. I want to walk through, because it's a pretty short story. It's like three paragraphs here. It's really even like three sentences. It said, for years, flagpoles at Government Plaza have displayed all the flags of the entities that have controlled Mobile over its 300-plus year history. One of those flags is the third national flag of the Confederate States of America. They reported this way because it came out yesterday. It said today, so yesterday, NBC 15 News learned that all the flags were taken down due to their conditions.
Hmm.
Now, this is why this is important. I need more information, because conditions, is it a condition, like a conditional, or is it the condition? The flag is tattered, the flag is worn. It's important here. It said, with the exception of the American flag and the Alabama state flag. So the other flags came down. It goes on to say here, Mobile County Commissioner Connie Hudson tells NBC 15 News that when those flags are repaired and raised, so I guess it does mean their physical condition, the previous version of the Confederate flag will not be among them.
Hmm.
So what will they replace that with, or will it just be left? But that one, so I guess sometime next week we'll find out what the answer is to that. So that's one of the things on the list. Also in the questions today on changing names here, you mentioned, because yesterday we talked about Dixie Chicks changing their name to the Chicks, which, by the way, it's only a matter of time until the Chicks is going to be offensive, right? Ladies,
right.
Is Chicks offensive or not? Let us know on the text line or the phone line, 343-0106. So if Chicks is offensive, then there'll be The.
Just The.
And there was a cool band in the 80s called The, but that's right.
It would just be the Natalies, I guess, and the lead singer for the Dixie Chicks.
But the other ones aren't named Natalie.
No.
Why does she get the...
She's the only one that's ever mentioned.
Okay. So that's a change there.
When was the last time the Dixie Chicks came out with anything new? I thought that they kind of called it after the whole George W. Bush fiasco a few, 15 years ago now?
Yeah. You want to talk about a subject area that I am not well versed in. There's a lot of things that I can riff about. The Dixie Chicks are not one of those areas.
Not one of them.
I know that the Natalie Maines, I know the name, and I did the story yesterday, which reminded me of it, but I don't know any...
Anything else?
they had a... I know nothing. There it is. There's the extent of my Dixie Chicks knowledge.
I knew their song, Earl Had to Die. That was a pretty good song. And Wide Open Spaces. And I think they redid the... What is it? Landfall? I can't even remember it now. See, I don't know much more about them than you do.
So there we go. So the entirety of our Dixie Chicks knowledge has now been
laid
out.
That's right.
Well, that's a cover.
That's right. That was a cover. But it was probably their biggest
hit. You want to talk about Stevie Nicks. You want to talk about Fleetwood Mac. I'm down. I could do that. But Dixie Chicks, I don't know. All right. Also, a story out today about the curfew that goes into effect tonight, according to MPD. And I think this is worth noting, parents, because there's no warning on this. There's no first offense is a finable offense. Okay, so and that means you also can be found guilty if your ute is downtown between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. So the story goes that starting tonight and going through the summer. So I don't know when the actual end of this is, but starting tonight, going through the summer, if your child is downtown between in the entertainment district, Lodi area, between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., it's a $100 fine if they get caught. $100 fine. I think it's $500 for the second offense, and there's no warning on this. They said that it's going to be one strike and you're out on it. So, and parents will be held accountable for where their children are and what they're doing. So that's duly noted there. All right, so you've got a enforced curfew going in downtown. I'll tell you, it's in the past we have had issues in the summer downtown, you know, with people under 18.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty of issues with people over 18, but a lot with under 18. I saw a text earlier here. There it goes. From Mr. Doug said, glad to see walking on public sidewalks is illegal if you're underage. Kids can't drink, can't vote, can't stand outside after dark. Makes total sense. So, what do you think?
I wonder, I know that, like you mentioned, there's been instances in the past where the youth have gotten into trouble in the streets of downtown Mobile. I wonder, do you think the protests play any role in this at all? And we haven't really seen, haven't seen much in Mobile, you know, since a couple weeks ago. But I wonder if maybe getting out ahead of something like that, is this just about what we've seen in the past with having some minors out and getting into trouble, or does this have anything to do with the current climate, I wonder?
Well, I could argue both, but in the past, before there was any kind of issue with protest or whatever, we've had some deadly events go on downtown and during the summertime, too. And I think, I mean, this is just off the top of my head, but I think there have been minors involved in several of these.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the move there. Then also on the, I saw this from CNN. Let me get the story here. Get ready.
Okay.
Prepare yourselves here.
I'm preparing.
This is as we're talking about all the renaming and things going on here. Tweet from CNN said, the Houston Association of Realtors will begin using primary to describe bedrooms and bathrooms on its listing service instead of calling them master.
What?
They will use the word primary to replace the word master when describing bedrooms and bathrooms on its listing service. That's probably their multiple listing service thing. Amid increasing calls for racial justice, such wording has fallen out of favor due to its association with slavery. So the Texas realtors have decided they're not going to use the term master bedroom, master bath, any of that, and change it to primary.
Hmm. Has that triggered anyone before? I find that hard to believe.
Oh, and the idea of that. So if we're going to remove the word master, which, by the way, is master, I mean, you call, like the English call kids master. If you're a boy and you're not old enough to be a mister, which, by the way, the word mister comes from the word master.
Hmm.
Like the English always, you know, can we say it after bastardized words, right? That became mister. So if we're going to ban master, then I'm sure there's people that want to ban the word mister, right? We need to have the, what is the pronoun, the zay?
Yeah, z. There's so many different pronouns.
So we're going to ban. So they're saying here that, let's see. They said the Houston area realtors haven't officially banned the word master, but it will allow members to continue to use it in photo description and marketing materials. But their move is, I guess, their direction from their Houston Association of Realtors is to use the word primary instead of master in that description. So if we take master out of master bedroom,
mm-hmm.
or even mister, I mean, so who has to change it to... what about Master Blaster? Can you say that anymore?
Ooh, good question.
Master Chief? Can you say that?
No. Master Control? Can't say that anymore.
Master...
Well, what about...
Master word can I come up with?
What about the golf tournament, the Masters?
The Masters can't be.
And there was actually an op-ed for the far-left-leaning sports website, Deadspin. They wrote an op-ed, I think, earlier this week or late last week, calling for the PGA Tour to change the name of the Masters.
Mastercraft is out.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Words with master we're going to have to remove from the lexicon there. Maybe y'all can come up with some of those. And we'll...
No other words
master
coming to mind right now.
Master. You can't. So we're going to remove that from there. What? I mean, how many words are going to have to be edited? Shortened. They have master taken off of them. All right, we'll check news. We'll be right back at 343-0106. That's the phone number. That's the text line. And just like that, we're back. 821 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Leanna, and Puppy Dog in the master control.
Daisy.
Not control.
Primary control room.
In the primary control room. What other words would we have to change with master, taking master out of it? You know, and somebody pointed out, you know, with talk about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, master angler.
Mm-hmm.
Primary angler?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Be. What about the degree after your first
Kung Fu degree? Masters? So, huh? Yeah, your that's just going to be a primary degree. But yeah. The primary is primary. It's going to be called a extra.
Yeah.
Extra degree.
As student loan degree is what it needs to be called.
He's a Shaolin Kung Fu good dude. He's trying to work. Yeah, primary lock versus master lock. Let's see. There's so many have come in here. I don't know if you've heard. I just opened this up, and it's like a gazillion people texting on this. Let's see. Words we'd have to take master out of. I can't. Let's see. Well, yeah, you know what? Master of Arts, master's degree, like you said. Also, I would talk about music. The way I let you know how my brain works, I told Dalton last hour, I said, at some point next hour, maybe for the first time ever, the music of Master P mm-hmm. will be on the radio station. He said, "What's why?" I said, "Just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait." And so I guess we call him P.
Yeah, just P now.
Metallica will just be Of Puppets.
Be Master. No, Master P was my father. You can just call me P.
P.
That's what I'll have to say now.
Oh, Eric, that hits hard because I got two of those. And I haven't even used one. Master Built Smoker. So there's going to be Built Smoker.
What about this one? Scout Master.
It's going to be just Scout Person. Scout, big Scout, something like that. So let's see. Yeah, so Jake following along. Jake said, "Can I still be the master of my own domain?" No, remember, all the master words are being edited. We can't. So you can't. You're just going to be of domain, I guess, is what you'll be. Seinfeld people are on board with that. All right, let's see.
And I think you were leading to this earlier.
We didn't
get to talk in depth about it, but you know, we brought up the Dixie Chicks changing their name.
Mm-hmm.
But with Winn-Dixie, and I was wondering how long it would be before they came after Winn-Dixie. And apparently, Winn-Dixie getting ahead of whatever, you know, media firestorm was about to head their way. So they talked with TMZ yesterday, a spokesperson with Winn-Dixie, and put out the press release that we've seen from now hundreds and hundreds of companies, where they said, you know, "We're committed to cultivating an inclusive culture and community that promotes belonging, inclusion, and diversity. As such, we stand against racism and support the Black Lives Matter movement across our country." And while they didn't outright say that they would be changing the name of Winn-Dixie, you wonder if that's not on the horizon also. Now that first you had Lady Antebellum changing their name because, I guess, Antebellum, now a word you can't use, and then the Dixie Chicks.
Which means before war. I mean, Latin for before war.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, and then now Winn-Dixie, which, by the way, I didn't know this. It used to be Winn and Lovitz, I guess, was a grocery store chain. They bought 117 Dixie home stores and then combined the two and became Winn-Dixie back in 1955. But we'll see if that name will change by 2021. I have a feeling they might discuss doing that.
Also, the other question I ask, you know, when they become, I guess they're now the Chicks, because
mm-hmm.
they're not the Dixie Chicks anymore. To this texture says, "Chicks, to me, imply youth. I think they're getting a little old to pull that one off."
They formed back in 1989, the Dixie Chicks. I had no idea. Thought they were a little younger than that.
This... I'm stepping back, stepping away from that. That was Dalton Orwig with that. All right, let's see. Yeah, there's a... Yeah, Mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be Pretty Good Mind. Oh, yeah, so Hits Business. Service Master will just be Service People.
Yeah, you got a popular show, Master Chef. I have to change the name of that, too.
Yes, yes. And then there's a brand. It's also a brand. Master Chef is a brand. There's like Master Chef. I think they make cookware, I think. Somebody will correct on that. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. And let's go to George in Mobile first. Hey, George.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the flags. I understand what you said. You know, they're all put them back up and not put the Confederate flag back up. why do they need to put the other ones up? I mean, I'm sure somebody will point out a year or two that, you know, I'm sure the French came in here or the British came in here and killed a lot of Native Americans.
Well, yeah, and they were, and, you know, last time we talked about this with the flags, I said the same thing, that if we, I mean, just, let's have a fair discussion. I think you are, George. If we go back and say, if the reasoning is for slaveholding, then every flag that flies over the city of Mobile that is in 300 years had slave owning as part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it depends
honestly,
on when they...
if they're just going to do that, they ought to just put up the American flag and put up the state flag and be done with it and say, okay, you know, this is our state, this is our country.
Yep.
And, you know, we're not going to, you know, we understand that we were once under British rule and French rule and Spanish rule, but, you know, we don't have to celebrate that anymore.
So, if... that looks like what may happen here when they put them back up. They take them down. You know, I mean, the idea is they're taking them down because they're in disrepair, and they're going to put them back up, but not put these others up. You're right. I mean, you put up the. But then I can say the same thing. If you want to go ridiculous level, I can say, well, the American flag, right? I mean, there was slavery in the United States, so we just need to have what a white flag of surrender. I mean, what do we put up?
Yeah, white flag. Yeah, pretty much white flag of surrender.
There we go. George, appreciate the call. Go to... Okay, now careful. Rick is in Mobile. He wants to talk about some edits on master names. We're taking... Be careful, Rick.
I'll be very careful. I just have a couple questions. So, listen, to each his own, if there are people who don't like the Confederate flag and they've all got to be pulled down, whatever. But does that also mean that all of the red... gold and green shirts, flags, you know, all that paraphernalia has to go to for the blood they spilled and the wealth they lost and the land they lost when they got sold by their own people and were brought over here? Do those have to go too? Does it not cut both ways? And when does Cracker Barrel have to change their name? Because I got to tell you, maybe I'm offended by the fact that it's called Cracker Barrel, because cracker is another term that's derogatory that's used. So when does Cracker Jack have to change their thing? When does it all end? The hypocrisy is so ridiculous. And actually, I'm thinking about making a shirt that says, I'm highly offended by the fact anything I did offended you. That way they can't say anything back, because I'm just as offended that they're offended. So why don't we just all be offended and just leave each other alone? Does any of that make any sense? Or am I the only one thinking logically?
I think there's some people out there following along for sure. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. The Cracker Jack thing. Isn't he in the Cracker Jack? Isn't he a sailor? You know, like a sailor boy on there?
I don't know. I always assume
it's like a sailor boy. I think.
Always
so that's encouraging, God forbid, participation. Because remember, like Paw Patrol, they wanted to ban the show Paw Patrol. I don't think it was done, but they wanted to ban the show Paw Patrol because they called it copaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a positive show about puppies.
Mm-hmm. Specifically Chase.
Let's talk about this. If y'all hadn't followed this, because there was some Paw Patrol in my house back in the day with my eldest. So they're puppies, animated puppies, and one is a police officer, mm-hmm. like one's EMT. It's kind of like the Village People. You know,
construction worker.
Like one from every, but they wanted to take it away because they called it copaganda, because it was a positive message about law enforcement in the form of a puppy dressed up as a police officer mm-hmm. in a cartoon. So
yeah, you had that, and then first they come for Paw Patrol, then they come for My Little Pony. The Atlantic had an article the other day, My Little Pony fans ready to admit they have a Nazi problem.
See, this is what happens where there's an actual real movement out there asking some fair questions. I think you see an example of this too. I lamented that, you know, yesterday Republicans lamenting the bill being pushed out of the House by Democrats for reform, law enforcement reform. Just like the Democrats blocked the Republicans in the Senate or attempted to. So now we have two bills that have a commonality of maybe 20 to 30% of good things that could come for our country. But they're not going to do it because you're too busy with the side narratives going forward. Be right back.
836 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming to the phone lines in just a minute. But first, let's talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And, you know, we're coming up on the last weekend of the month. That means not much time left to get to McConnell and get you a great deal.
That's right. 0% for 72 months. We got our first, not a truckload, maybe a semi-truckload.
Wow.
Of new trucks that hit yesterday. I think we got an AT4 in, so you know, we might as well take advantage of those $6,000 rebates and stuff on that those trucks, because I promise you it's probably going to go away. Don't forget, on the used car side, we got some GM certifieds, so that gives you an extra 12 on the warranty and bumps the powertrain up to 100,000 miles. We're going to be there all day tomorrow. Our shop is going to be open from 8 to 1, so if you got to get an oil change, swing on by and come see us.
All right, good stuff. We appreciate it, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
All right. Also, reminder, check out the Facebook page. Second week of our fish and photo contest is up. We had Brad Granquist, who won yesterday, came by and got his FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. He and the daughter came up and got that. Good job there. That's the first week. Now second week is launched. And these weeks are Thursday to Thursday because we launched a contest on a Thursday, so we just make it Thursday to Thursday weeks. What you do, you go to our Facebook page, post up a fishing picture. It could be new, old, whatever, a fishing picture, your best one.
Mm-hmm.
Then get people to come like it. But can I give you a pro tip, too, that I found out yesterday?
I'm always looking for pro tips.
Brad said he, you put it up there in the way, because he just crushed the competition with the number of likes out there. He said you send the direct message to all your friends out there, or message through Facebook, and ask them to come vote for you in this.
Got a campaign.
Yes, campaign for it. He said, you know, just address them by their first name and say something nice. Oh, I've been meaning to talk to you for a while. While you're at it, could you go over there and give me a like on my picture so I can win this contest?
Yeah.
So that's what he was. That was his tip to. I mean, he just crushed the competition in week one. Not to worry. New week to work with here. So you can hop on facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and those shirts are so rare that if you see one out and about, 33% chance it's Brad, 33% chance it's Sean, and 33% chance it's me. That's how rare those shirts are right now.
There's some truth to that. They are a very, very limited item. And speaking of the fishing thing, side note to all the discussion about the shortened snapper season, you can go back and check out the podcast interview I had, with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon. That was on Wednesday during Midday Mobile. But also tomorrow morning, Mike Ward and I for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors will delve into it as well. All right, to the phones, and so many other things we're having to change in the name out here with a. This all comes, if you're just joining us, it came from a story up that the Houston area realtors are going to now, their new direction for their group is to call the master bedroom and master bath on their real estate listings the primary bath and the primary bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Has this gone too far out there? Brian's in Citronelle. What do you think, Brian?
Hey, Sean. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man.
It's going too far, and you know, they want everybody to believe that this is about justice and, you know, for slavery and how they're offended. If they were really offended, I believe they would gather up and they'd go to North Africa and they would do something about the slaves that are being sold today.
But I would argue this, then you and I need to go do the same thing, because all of us Americans, you know, should be offended by that, right? So,
well, of course, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But this is about a political move.
Well, here's the problem, I think. You're right.
And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, it's gone. That's what I'm lamenting. Like I was talking about, I guess, yesterday, it was focusing on there was the original. This is going to get lost, like so many of these things do, and co-opted. The discussion was about law enforcement and holding them to account in situations where they failed. And, you know, it's this issue that you're looking at. The Republicans and the Democrats both have, you know, the Democrat bill in the House and Republican bill in the Senate. There's about 30% of the stuff, if maybe not a little more, Brian, that they line up on. They're good things. Like if you have a officer get fired for doing something wrong in a department, he should go in a database so they can check him out at another place before they hire him. There's things in there they agree on, But it's all the other, and I'll say it, it's a Friday. It's all the other crap that's been loaded up in the same like this movement. Yeah, direct protest and discussion of how law enforcement, interacted with George Floyd, and can we do better in law enforcement around the country? That was a direct message. It was something that could have points that you could meet or discuss. Now it's just everything. It's just whatever you want to throw in.
They don't want to make a difference.
I think you're right.
Make a difference. The Democrats don't want to make a difference. All they want to do is use it. Make all these people angry and to get them to the polls.
I agree. We're getting away from the idea of, there's plenty of people that want those specific changes, that want those changes. You saw them protesting around the country, not the rioters, not the looters, but the people that protest, legitimate protest, and the questions asked out there. But now it's been co-opted to just mean it's whatever. And like you said, it's being used by politicians out there. People are being used by other groups out there, and we're getting further and further away from what was being asked that first week after the death of George Floyd.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Brian. You have a good weekend. It's good. Am I close, Dalton?
And you got both sides that are able to point to tell their base that, well, we're trying, but the other side isn't working with us, where you have the House that passed their police reform bill, and they're saying, well, now you know that the Republicans in the Senate aren't going to work with us, so this is on them. And then you also have the Republicans in the Senate who have their own bill, which is headed by Tim Scott.
Yes.
And it's we talked about this just the other day, that every headline that comes out, the only black senator in the GOP, Tim Scott, when I think you said, Sean, how many black senators are there in the Democrats? There are two. Mm-hmm.
There are two. So I just take umbrage with that, because I think there should be as many black senators that are good candidates in wherever they run for office. Like, I don't, I go back to, I'm a Burka person. I want people judged on their merits. Mm-hmm. But when the news headlines, you're right, just side note, when they'll say, well, the GOP's only black senator, Tim Scott, who, by the way, Tim Scott's story about his life, if you don't go back and listen to that, you're missing out. Make the hair stand up on my arms just hearing about it, just talking about it right now. But for when they say the only black senator for the Republic, the Democrats have two.
Mm-hmm. Booker and Harris.
Yes. So you know what? Settle down. Settle down. Get off your high horse for a second. And the idea, drives me nuts that they're going to talk about the fact that somebody's black before they talk about that they're a senator. How about they're a senator and they're an accomplished person? It was part of a AL.com opinion piece yesterday. I think it came out yesterday. And it was Roy Johnson, opinion column that he does. And it went through, let me find it here. All right, so the opinion column here, Roy Johnson, I don't see color and other things white people must stop saying to black people. Well, as always, I can find some things to agree with and disagree with most folks here. But the first, he goes in there and says, instead of saying, my black friends and all these things, I agree with you. You and I are on the same page. You have friends. Some may be white, some may be black. I mean, I hate that, well, that's my black friend. Stupid talk. Mm-hmm. Same way the media, mainstream media, and the Democrats, when they talk about, the Republicans only have one black senator, Tim Scott. How about how good of a senator? They got a pretty awesome senator, Tim Scott, who, if you want to go down the checklist, yes, he happens, his skin color is black. But then to go, Republicans and they're only their one white senator. Just, so let's point out facts here. Democrats, y'all got two. So.
Yep.
Get to some phones when we get back at 343-0106. We're at 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Bobiel Morning. Sean, Dalton, glad to have you all along. Leanna at the controls, not master. Yeah, in TV, they got master control, not anymore, just be controls. And Daisy in there as well. Now she'll bring your dog to work day. Leanna, is there anybody out of this list of folks that's really mad at me? Is there somebody who's angry? Nobody angry? Because yesterday I had a lady tell me that I wasn't even in her top 10 favorite.
Wow.
I've been hurt and I've been wanting to heal that wound.
I noticed you seemed down this morning.
Ah, my gosh, have I? All right, let's see. Oh, by the way, too, before we get to the calls, I just have to... This is one of these stories that Dalton has all this information that comes in. And he tells me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget to say that. I can't forget to say, you told me during the break. Tell everybody else what you told me about this Mac on Tap.
Yes, yeah, and I need to find the tweet, but, you know, there's always time and room for new innovations when it comes to the food service industry. And I think if we had one of those polls like we see so often that, you know, 9% of people in America hate pizza, 8%, I think mac and cheese might be one of the rare foods that gets maybe near unanimous.
It's probably in pizza territory for
probably
people
pretty
like
close
it.
To lots of people love mac and cheese. So Stouffer's heard you, they listened, and now they've come out with Mac on Tap. Basically, you know, when you order a sweet tea,
I picture somebody scooting up underneath it and just opening it in their mouth.
Yeah, just like soft serve ice cream, you can now get soft serve mac and cheese
on
from
tap.
Stouffer's on tap. So if I go to a party and you don't have Stouffer's Mac on Tap, I hate to tell you, but I'm turning right around.
How's it supposed to deliver it? Like you mash down on the lever there and it comes out?
Yeah, just picture a sweet tea canister thing, you know, where you open up underneath the tea and let it rip. Or soft serve, same thing now for Stouffer's mac
and cheese.
And
it's going to have the actual... I got to see this. We got to have video, Stouffer's. I got to see how this works.
I hope they, you know, hope they clean it often.
That's what all of us, you know, fat folks in America need is some... And mac on cheese, get mac and cheese on demand. Just press the button, there it is.
And maybe now, you know, the issue with buffets in this age of coronavirus, you can't go up and keep using the same ladles to scoop out your food at the buffet line. Maybe they just convert everything to on tap food, and you wear a glove while you're going through the buffet of on tap menu items. You get your mac and cheese, you get your soft serve ice cream, anything that can come out of a tap.
That's what America needs.
That's the new restaurant.
I'm just picturing like the soft serve ice cream. You see the mac and cheese going around in a circle through the glass there, and then you pull the lever, and then
oh man,
let's go to the phones. I'm getting hungry. Jay's in Mobile up next. Hey Jay.
Hey Sean, I love your show. It's always entertaining, and it's always a refreshing thing just to talk things out and relieve some tension and vent.
Good.
So you keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Because it makes everybody feel better.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. You're part of it. So tell me what you got.
Well, I basically agree with what everybody's saying. I think that I want to say this. I want people to think about it when I say it on a bigger scale. And you may not, it's not something you hear every day. Very frequently, not very frequently, occasionally you have these situations where there is certain types of a revolution going on. And it's oftentimes not a good thing. The one I can comes to mind first is the French Revolution. The Chinese Cultural Revolution, where they wanted to destroy Chinese culture and rebuild it in their own image. And I think that is what is going on here. The danger when you have this is not only do you destroy culture, you give it to hands of people who have nothing to gain, or nothing to lose, rather. And they don't really want anything except destruction. They are anarchists. They are destructionaries, and they want to destroy what you have. Very seldom does it end up better. When the French did it, it went through government after government after government until finally one man who was very opportunistic, very determined, very smart, and very ruthless took over. His name was Napoleon. It happened in the 20th century also in Germany, and the Chinese did it and destroyed a whole lot and now have a totalitarian system. And we'll see where that winds up.
Yep.
I don't like it the way it's going, but we'll see.
Yeah, and Jay, you know what was interesting? We were talking about this the other day off air about the Chinese Revolution and the wiping out of monuments and statues like they did that went back to the the Emperor's Day in China. But the fact that they left the Forbidden City, they left some of that, it was, I mean, the weird thing is that, like, even within that group of folks that was tearing down everything, like you said, removing any vestige of the past, and they're creating this new communist world, there's still somebody even within the communist hierarchy that went, all right, we'll leave that thing. You know, there was, who was that person? Who were those people inside as they were tearing down everything in this Maoist revolution that went, except for that, y'all leave that. I think there's a movie to be made there or something. Somebody who just said, well, we're going to tear down everything except that right there. And the Great Wall, they probably didn't have the labor to do that.
Well, I don't know. Now, one thing I do want to say, Sean, is this. These people will never stop.
Nope.
Now,
nope,
now
it's never over.
They ran out of Confederate monuments. They're moving on to George Washington.
Agreed.
They're going to move on to Thomas Jefferson.
Well, if you do it logically,
move on.
If you do it, if you apply logic to illogic here, okay, and or just say operationally, if you started with the first Confederate monuments, what when that started, I said the same thing. Where does it stop? Because you're going to find if you meet the mark of being offended by something, that is why that is removed. Then you could find groups of folks everywhere that find certain things offensive. So where's the benchmark for that? Now, I think those that argue, and this is an argument I'm not getting into, but that make the argument that the Confederacy, they were traitors, you know, if they want to narrow down their argument to that, it could be debated, but at least that is specific. But if not, where do you stop? What statue, where do you say no? Where do you say, because there's somebody who finds every statue offensive, I'm sure.
Let's be honest with you. It has nothing to do with whether Robert E. Lee was a traitor or not. It doesn't. Let's get that line of crap out. Because now they're moving on to George Washington.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. If you argued that, at least it would have defined the parameters of the statues affected. But they didn't do that. It's pretty much open season.
Sean, I have an answer for you about where it stops.
Okay.
And the answer to that question is it stops when you get someone like Hitler or Napoleon or Mao to take over.
When that vacuum is filled by totalitarian might, is what you're saying.
Yes. That is where it happens. Now, obviously, it won't be one of those three men. They're dead.
But who will be next? Duly noted, yes.
He will come. And unfortunately, yes, it'll probably be a he. And out there in the wings somewhere is that guy waiting for us to make the mistake and open the door for him to walk in.
There we go. All right. I don't know if an uplifting note as we head in the weekend, but Jay, appreciate your call. We will do this again at noon today, except it'll be my buddy Jeff Poor, who is guest hosting Midday Mobile. He comes with tons of content, lots to talk about, so be ready. Be nice. Make welcome our buddy Jeff Poor. He'll start at noon today for Midday Mobile on noon to 2. Then tomorrow morning, remember, full discussion about that early closure of the Red Snapper season. That'll be with Mike Ward and myself on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And then Prep Sports Report beginning tomorrow at 8. And I'm sure they'll discuss, as a lot of these high school players get back to campus and they're working out in groups and trying to do their best at social distancing. We've had several high schools and football teams around the state that have kind of shut it down since they've had some positive tests. I'm sure there will be an in-depth discussion on that tomorrow morning on Prep Sports Report.
And speaking of the Utes, 10 o'clock this morning, I think we're supposed to get the report from State Superintendent of Schools, Mackey, about the plan to get the kids back to school this fall. This is, while I say whether garbage will be picked up or not is the biggest issue for people with their municipal government. When the kids go back to school, it's going to be the biggest interaction with people in their state government.
No doubt.
It's going to be a big deal. So I think that presser's at 10. We'll share the latest on our Facebook page and Twitter feed as well. All right. Thanks, y'all. Be nice. Jeff's on at noon. See you tomorrow morning.